Welcome to the Positively Midlife podcast. We are college friends, now in our 50s, exploring midlife together. Join us on this journey filled with honest discussion on the topics and challenges that are important to women at midlife.
Welcome to the Midsters podcast, where friendship meets midlife. We are three lifelong friends exploring the unlimited possibilities for women at midlife. Hi, I'm Tish, and I'm coming from South Carolina, just south of Charlotte.
Welcome, Tish. My name is Felicia, and I am in sunny Florida in the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, we are going to talk about something super exciting. If this is not a dry subject, this is exciting for all women. And we're going to be talking about side hustles.
What? What's a side hustle?
Okay, so all of us have busy lives. You have your family, you have work, but sometimes that's not enough. We need a little extra. We want to go on a family vacation. We need to pay our bills. We're running short. So a side hustle is it something you do on the side to generate a little extra money. It's an awesome way to bring some extra money into your household.
Oh, we all need to learn that. But before we get started, because I need to know some about the side hustle. Mm-hmm. But before we get started, I want to talk about our obsessions for this week. So I wanted to share with you my obsession. So I've been on this weight loss journey, and what I found is I have a ton of these jeans that are just a little too big in the waist, and it needs like an inch or two off. So I wanted to wear these jeans out the other day, and I took a Swarovski crystal pin. It's like it looks like a little ladybug or bug of some sort. It has all kinds of crystals in it, real colorful. And I was able to cinch my jeans a little tighter to make it fit at the waist better. And then instead of buttoning it, I used the pin to close it. Huh. And I really loved it because I had just jeans and this pink sweater on, and it just gave that little bit of bling to it. And I thought, I think I'm going to do this with my other jeans too, because I love the look of it.
It's going to be like your signature item.
Yes. You know, I have all these pins. I never wear pins. I always say, oh, it's so pretty. I want to, but I just feel uncomfortable sticking it on a sweater or on a coat. I just never know what to do with them. I mean, do you have pins sitting in your drawer?
Okay. I have boxes in my jewelry box of pins. Some of them are my grandmother's, my mother's. But, you know, people don't wear pins nowadays. No. Before, they used to wear them on their lapels, on their sweaters, on their scarves. So I cannot bear to get rid of them because some of them are beautiful. They're rhinestones. They have beautiful designs, flower bouquets, but I never can think of a modern way to wear them. And I think that's a really, really good idea. Something I've never thought of.
There you go. Give it a try.
Yeah.
What about you? What is your obsession this week?
So I'm always obsessed with makeover videos. I love women who just look natural and then they get a makeover and they're like a different, you know, fantastic, beautiful woman. But one of the trends that has been very popular with the Korean makeovers, I don't know if you've seen all the Korean makeovers and they put face putty and they have tape, but they have this glass skin, meaning their skin is so perfect, it looks almost glassy. So I have found Glow Recipe is the brand, but they have watermelon glow dewdrops. They not only hydrate, they're a serum. It has hyaluronic, what is that word? I can never say that word. Hyaluronic acid. That's okay. The latest thing.
I know what you mean.
Vitamin E, but I put it on as a face primer. And then after I do my makeup, I just dab it on my cheeks, my nose, my forehead, anywhere where I want that little glassy look. And it's just beautiful and it smells good. So that's my obsession this week.
We will totally have to put a link about that product in our show notes. Well, that's very great.
Yeah, for a long time, it was not discontinued, but out of stock. But now it's readily available. So go to the link on our page.
Okay, great. So I got to learn about this side hustle. I need to make some extra money. How do I do it?
Okay. So there are a lot of ways, and I'm just going to talk about two of the ways I have done it. I haven't become a millionaire. I haven't left my full-time job to do this full-time, even though a lot of people have been really successful in side hustles and they make it, you know, their full-time job. But it's a great way to make extra money for your family, to pay the bills. And if you go on the web, TikTok is a great resource. It's not just a bunch of dancing girls, but if you enter side hustles, you know, hashtag side hustles, you'll see a long list of side hustles. But so it's a great way to earn extra money and flexible hours.
Okay, great. So you've learned about some of these things on TikTok.
Mm-hmm, right.
So what's a good first thing that you started off with?
So what I do is, it's called retail arbitrage. Have you heard that word?
You know, I've heard it before, but I don't understand. What does it mean?
So it's a very fancy word for buy low, sell high. So basically, you know, I think we learned about that in econ class in college many, many years ago. You buy low, sell high. And that's what retail arbitrage is. So you will go into a retail store and you will buy a product, perhaps it's discounted or on clearance, and you turn around and you flip it on an online store, on eBay, for more money. So you're flipping product and you're making a profit on that, discounted product.
Well, so where are some places you would go and sell these kind of things?
So there are several. The number one that I've been using is for years and years is eBay. Everyone knows eBay. You can sell anything on eBay, you know, vintage t-shirts, old spoons, you know, there's a buyer out there for anything that you sell on eBay. You can sell on Amazon. You create an Amazon store and you can sell there. And there are other online places like Facebook Marketplace. I think you told me about Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you bought some stuff there.
Okay. So mm-hmm. I know where you're selling things. So where do you find these items? Like, where do you go to get these items that you turn around and sell?
Anywhere. You can go to garage sales, especially if you like going garage sales. You can go to garage sales, look for clothes, look for books, you know, exercise equipment, tools are really popular. You can go to Craigslist. Craigslist is a great resource because sometimes people will say, I am so strapped for money. I don't have money to put out. Well, Craigslist has a free section where it will say free sofa, come and pick it up. So you go pick up this free sofa, the free chair, you clean it up, and then you put it on Facebook Marketplace for $20. And the only thing you've expended any time or is time. You haven't put any money out. So that's a great way. And thrift stores are wonderful, especially for selling books because they have a big supply of books and you can go through the books and find out books that are profitable.
Oh, so you like to sell books as well?
Yeah. Books are.
How do I mm-hmm. know if a, I mean, I, you know, I'm not really good at knowing like what books sell, what books don't.
So we'll learn. I'll tell you guys, I'll go through the Amazon in a little bit, but basically there's an app that you can get on your phone. It's called Scout IQ and you're able to scan the book and it tells you, it gives you three colors. Green, it's a profitable book that you can resell. Yellow, there's not enough history, so they wouldn't recommend it. Or red, it's a loser. You know, you're not going to make any money. That book is rejected.
Okay.
So that's a great way to start selling on Amazon. The other thing, sometimes you need authorization to sell some products. Maybe like a toy, like Mattel, you need authorization. So books, there's no authorization required. So books are a great way to get started learning how to sell.
Oh, I wouldn't even know that there's certain products you couldn't sell because of authorization. Okay, yeah. So books are a safe yep. bet.
They are, absolutely.
So what are some of the things that you found that sell the best?
So if you're going to start selling online, there are some things that sell better than others. Clothes are an excellent thing to sell online, especially children's clothes or designer brands. If you go to a Talbots or Calvin Klein, something like that, vintage concert tees are very, very popular. Some people will even get old t-shirts and then they tie-dye them and then they resell them on eBay. Books, we talked about books. Books are very easy to sell on Amazon. I find that books that Amazon rejects, I can sell them on eBay. Sometimes I'll get free books from people. People know that I'm flipping books and they'll give me a big pile of books. And sometimes the book is not profitable, but I can sell it on eBay, you know, for $3 in shipping and make a little extra money there. Power tools. Who doesn't like a power tool? Have you ever had a garage sale?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. The guys always come in. You see the guy walking in. He's going to say, where are the tools? Where are the tools?
Right. You always get the guys that say, do you have any tools? So tools are excellent. Sporting equipment. I know you have, all of your kids were very active in sports.
Oh, yes.
So if you can get a good lacrosse, what is it? Lacrosse that your son plays?
Oh, yeah.
You know how expensive those are.
Yes.
Extra balls. And the other sporting item that's very, very popular, especially if it's ready to go, is bicycle. You can sell that on Facebook Marketplace, and that's gone usually within a day.
The bicycle.
So bicycles are very popular.
Mm-hmm. I know as I was learning how to golf, that it was a big thing. I went because I didn't want to spend, you know, a lot of money and just learning. So I got my starter set of golf clubs off of Marketplace and just went and picked them up and got the bag and everything. And it was like $50. So.
Well, didn't you have a big ticket item that you bought on Facebook Marketplace?
I did. I actually
bought. Well, what was that?
I bought an iFit treadmill, brand new, off of Marketplace. Yeah. So before I buy anything, I'm always checking Marketplace to see if somebody is selling it first. So absolutely. I want to do a whole episode on what in my house is from Facebook Marketplace. Because
that's a great idea.
It is more than, I swear, half of my stuff is from Marketplace. Because I went through one day and I was pointing at everything in different rooms that was from Marketplace. I'm going to do a whole segment on that because you can furnish your whole house from Marketplace.
But see, that's retail arbitrage. That's making money. That's a side hustle. You're just the opposite. You're the purchaser.
I'm the purchaser, but I purchase at a discount so I can get more for less. But
right.
Yeah. So there's a demand. So I'm the demand.
Absolutely. Yes, you are. Yes.
You're the supplier. I'm the demand. And,
yeah. So don't think that you're only going to sell cheap items. You had a really big ticket item that you purchased on Facebook Marketplace. And so sometimes someone may have a treadmill at home that's being, you know, used as a clothes hanger. You know, so you don't have to put any money out. Just list it on Facebook Marketplace and there's a buyer out there. There's a client somewhere who wants that treadmill.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about the books, because that seems to be, I know you are super passionate about books. I know if you go over to your house, there is huge bookshelves filled with books. So I know books are a passion for you. So tell me that whole process, how that works to buy and sell books.
So I will tell you, everyone says, you know how they say that expression where do something you love and it's not a job. That's why I think I enjoy the flipping of books, because I love books. I'm a book collector. So on my own, before I was flipping books, I would go into a thrift store and I would go through the shelves and shelves of book. And I can go into a Barnes & Noble or a bookstore and spend 2 hours, no problem, just walking around. So when I'm flipping for books, it's almost the best of both worlds. I'm making money. I'm buying books that I can sell. So the best way that I have found to sell the books is to sell on Amazon. You know, and I'm going to go through it quickly. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, get the pen and the pad. First thing you're going to do is set up an Amazon store. You're going to go to www.amazon.com. You're going to log into your Amazon account and you're going to press become a seller.
Okay.
That's it.
It's easy. Is that? Okay. So I'm set up as a seller. Now what do I do?
Well, just keep in mind, Amazon does do a background check, but they make sure that you're a real person, you're not a fake person. So it takes about a week to get accepted. So plan on that. You're not going to sign up for Amazon and start selling right away. Second thing you're going to do is you're going to get your phone, you're going to go to the App Store, and you're going to download an app called Scout IQ. Got that?
Like Boy Scout? Scout?
Yes. Scout IQ.
Okay. Yes. So I download this app. What does this app help me do?
What this app is going to do, it's going to tell you if a book is profitable. So you're going to grab a book off the bookshelf. You're going to go straight to the barcode. You're going to grab your phone and you're going to scan that barcode. There are three different colors. Green, it's profitable. Grab that book and we're going to sell it. Yellow, there's not enough history, so we don't know if it's good. Or red. That book is a reject. Put it back on the shelf. Do not want it. And then finally, you're going to grab all those books and you're going to put them in a box and you're going to ship them off to Amazon. And there you go. You're an Amazon book reseller.
So once you send them to Amazon, Amazon takes care of it.
Yep. Uh-huh. And the nice thing about shipping into Amazon, it's a fulfillment center. So you send them the books. You don't have to have the books piled up in your office, in your bedroom, in your living room. You ship it into Amazon and they sell it and they keep about, I'm going to say 30%, and you keep about 70%. Now, that was really easy. You know, set up an account, get the app, and then send in the books. But nothing is easy as it seems. There is a learning curve.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever had a bad experience?
Yes, I had a very bad experience. I have sent in hundreds of books and they sell. If they make more than $5, you know, I'm sending it in because I'm a new seller. I'm trying to establish my store. So I was very excited because the books that are sell the, you know, with the highest profit margin are school books, academic books, medical textbooks. So my sister gave me all these books from her son, who was studying to be a doctor at that time. And they were biology books, chemistry books. One book in particular, it was a profit. It was brand spanking new, shrink wrapped. It was perfect, in perfect condition. I hadn't even opened it. I think the profit was $300. Can you believe that you can make $300?
That sounds great.
It's amazing. So I sent it in. That book sold so quick. I was so happy. 2 days later, I get a chargeback. I'm like, what is this? I wasn't familiar with that. What's a chargeback? Well, the person who bought the book returned the book to Amazon, and Amazon is very friendly with their returns. You know, they'll take anything back.
Okay.
And the person's reason was book not as described. And when they returned the book, they returned the same textbook, but an older used version. Oh, so wow. Basically, I got robbed of $300.
So now, somebody took your shrink wrapped, never opened book, and then
$300 said, textbook.
Mm-hmm. They purchased it. Then they said it's not as appears. And then they sent an old version of the same one back so they could turn around and sell the new one.
Yes. So yes. And
how could you have done anything to prevent that?
So there are a lot of groups that are dedicated to selling books on Amazon retail arbitrage. So I went into one of the groups on Facebook and I entered my scenario. And as it turns out, sadly, there are a lot of dishonest people in the world, and this can happen on occasion. What people have suggested when you have a very profitable book and it's new, to go in the book and maybe mark a page, you know, go to page 64 and put a star. So when the book is returned, make sure you have a picture. You can tell Amazon that they sent back another book. But unfortunately, and sometimes it's the same person, and it's very frustrating because this person gets reported over and over to Amazon, but Amazon doesn't do anything. So, but that was one bad situation out of many, many.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any specific books that sell better than others? Like topics or?
Academic books are top sellers. Okay. Religious books, okay. Self-help books. The books that sell, that do not sell very well are the mass-produced novels. Now, if you have a first edition, you know, a Stephen King from Pet Sematary, that would sell very well. Okay. But some of the mass-produced Patterson, you know, the mystery books that are just mass-produced, they don't sell well. I will tell you this. You asked about how I get books. So I do go to thrift stores, but there's another way that I learned how to get books for free. And okay. I got this from my Facebook group. Have you heard of the app Nextdoor?
Is that where people in a local area sell things and notify their neighbors about stuff?
Yeah. So Nextdoor is a group that you join and it's based on your address. You enter your address, your zip code. And so it's a group of your general neighborhood, your geographic area. And people put lost pets, that type of thing. So what I did one time is I said, I will pick up your books for free. That I was starting a resale business and I would pick up any books that they wanted to discard and I would donate the books that I couldn't use. And one lady must have given me over 200 books.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great way for someone to clean out their books and also help out one of their neighbors. I love that idea.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, besides the selling on eBay and doing the books, what do you have any other side gigs that you've dabbled in?
So eBay, I have been an eBay seller for years and years. I've been an eBay buyer for a long time as well. So what I find is sometimes when I can't sell a book on eBay, I can sell it on Amazon. I can sell it on eBay and there's a buyer for everyone.
Okay. So, is there anything else that you've done? I think you had told me one time that you were doing shirts.
The print on demand. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about this print on demand.
So again, online, if you go online, there's tons of information on print on demand. And I thought that, wow, what a great way to sell products. So print on demand, sometimes people are creative, they're doodlers, and they like drawing. So what you do on print on demand, you create an image, a drawing, and you upload it to a print on demand site like Printify, Redbubble, even Amazon has a print on demand site. You upload your image and you decide what products you want your image to go on, a t-shirt or perhaps a mug or a tote bag. So you upload it to these sites. You're not responsible for the shipping. You're not responsible for buying merchandise. And when someone orders your product, this print on demand company prints your design on the product that you have selected. So you could do t-shirts, mugs.
I have like great ideas, but I'm not a graphic artist. So can somebody like me still do it?
Okay, Fitz, you know me, I'm not an artist. I have a lot, I'm an ideas person, but I am not necessarily artistic. So I had a great idea. I thought I had a great idea for a t-shirt, but I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't have the artistic ability or skill set to do my design. So I went on Fiverr. Are you familiar with Fiverr?
No, tell me a little bit more about that.
So Fiverr is basically a labor board site where people list themselves, not necessarily manual labor, but they list skills they may have. They will type your term paper. They will transcribe a document. They will do a voiceover for you, that type of thing. Well, one of the subject categories is a graphic designer. So I went on Fiverr and I was looking at graphic designers and especially graphic designers that do t-shirts designs. I picked one. I, you know, told him my idea and he replicated and created my image perfectly. He sent me the file. I uploaded it to Redbubble, attempted to upload it to Amazon. That's a different story. and just waiting for people to order my t-shirts. So for me, this is a relatively new side hustle. So I don't really have a track history of how I'm going to do, but I always like trying new things. And that seemed really fun and entertaining and a fun way to make extra money.
So when you upload it, you still have to do some of your own marketing with the t-shirts though, right?
Yeah, I think that's when you upload to these sites, it will say, do you want to advertise? And it will say, meaning they're going to feature your item, and you can pick a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and they can say you're going to feature it a few times a day, and you pay a certain fee, and then they will feature your t-shirt. You also can advertise. You can do a lot of your own advertising on Facebook, you know, share it with your friends and family. And I think once it gets a track, you know, once more sales, I think you kind of go up in their recommendations and, you know, you're a little more visible.
Well, I love the idea of that because you're not keeping inventory. Once you have everything from the graphic artist downloaded, it's basically out of your hands as except for promoting your product. So I really exactly. like that one. I'd love to get some more information on that. Well, this has given me a lot of great ideas on maybe finding my own side hustle. What is the one takeaway that you want our listeners to think about?
I think there's a side hustle for every single person. You just have to figure out what you enjoy doing and go on the internet and just search side hustles. There are hundreds and hundreds of side hustles that anyone can do. Many times these side hustles take off and they become very profitable. And there are many stories that you can see online of people who have actually left their job to do a side hustle.
Is there full-time? Oh,
that's very interesting. As their full-time. Side hustle becomes full-time. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I would love to hear from our listeners to hear successful stories about their side hustles, what ideas that they may have had. I would love to hear from people's experiences on what has been some really good side hustles for them. I'd love to hear that. So definitely, if you're listening, let us hear from you.
Well, Fitz, you know, before we go on, I want to, and you know, we didn't talk about this before, but you did a side hustle recently where you got a free vacation out of it. When you traveled and you were a caterer.
Oh, yes, I did. I did do a side hustle.
Because that was a very unique side hustle that you were able to go on vacation and make money.
Yes. I've done catering, and I actually was asked to go to one of these huge cabins. They were having a work Christmas party. It was actually over a weekend. It was over a 3-day period. And I was asked to go and cook. So I was live chef.
The chef. You were the chef at this girls' weekend.
Right. And I got to stay at this amazing cabin up in Tennessee. Had some time off during the day to go exploring. We had a hot tub on the porch. We had a pool inside. There was a theater. I mean, it was an amazing house. It had slept 15, 20 people in the house. So I took something I had done before and went and did 3 days with them. Forgot how much work it really was to do that. But yes, there's always a side hustle for everybody.
For everyone. Just figure out what you're good at, what you enjoy doing. And there's a side hustle for everyone.
Well, the Mitzers podcast drops every Wednesday. We will hit the road and do some mobile podcasts. And we just want you to become part of our tribe, the Mitzers tribe. So please subscribe, invite your friends, comment, let us know what you think about our show. And we look forward to hearing from you. So until next week, have a fabulous weekend.
Okay, did I lose you?
The Positively Midlife podcast will drop every Wednesday. Become part of our tribe of women excited to thrive in midlife.
like, subscribe, and follow us wherever you listen, and invite your friends along. Until next time, have a great week.